Marin. You're listening to Air America Radio at 6 past the hour. And this is Morning's Edition.
Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, conspiracy theorists, crackpots, seekers of truth, warriors of reason, those of you with full dental coverage in this time of the big trouble, and of course, basters. Basters are important because this week is Thanksgiving. Baste it up.
Basters? Okay.
I don't baste turkeys. You gotta get, if you get a fresh turkey, you don't have to baste it. You know that? I learned this in Florida. Yeah, I usually go down to Florida to cook for 22 people because I like the cooking, and we get these fresh birds, man, these really fresh birds. And apparently if the bird is fresh enough, you don't have to baste it.
Really?
Nope, not at all. You just cook it, and you don't have to cook it as long as you think. Don't overcook those turkeys, people. Listen to me.
You know, I like mine cooked well.
Dude, yeah. What do you mean well? So it's dry?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, there's nothing better for me than dry white turkey.
That's the worst.
No, dry, you man. Can, no, dry white turkey with jelly cranberry sauce. That's what I like. I like it dry. I don't like gravy. I don't like any of that crap on top of it. I like cranberry sauce over here and dry white turkey over here.
You got some problems.
No, man. You ever see the Blues Brothers? Like the dry white toast?
Dude, when I learned. Yeah, I know. I have my own weird thing. Sometimes I make sandwiches. I don't put condiments on them. You know,
yeah, there you
if there's cheese on them, I won't put any mustard or mayonnaise. But there's a way to make a turkey that you don't have to sacrifice the meat. You don't have to. It doesn't have to be dry. It can be moist.
No,
nice.
But see, I don't like moist meat. It's not about moisture for me.
All right,
moisture
all right.
is something for somebody else.
All right.
I like dry white meat.
Come on. No, you're like, nobody likes dry. That's
no, no, no. I like dry white meat. But you ask anybody that knows me.
People try to fight that, Riley.
I know they fight
you're
it,
going
but that's
against
not me.
The grain.
I'm going against the grain, so be it.
You're standing
I like
up for something
dry,
crazy.
White turkey.
All right. I understand. All I know is my mother's planning on cooking, which, you know, I you know, because I make this stuffing that is insane. This stuffing I make has got, it's got the breadcrumbs, it's got cream, it's got eggs, it's got celery, it's got onions, it's got dried apricots, dried apples, some prunes cut up.
Prunes?
Yeah, but don't make a big deal. No, no, no. They're just dried plums, right? It really depends how you look at it, right? Take it easy, fellas. Prunes or plums? All right, just let's relax.
Your mother has more than one bathroom in there?
Why do we have to go to Riley's house? I don't understand why. But it's a great stuffing. It's very rich. It's a beautiful. It's a very powerful stuffing.
Oh, by the way, I don't eat stuffing.
I add a little liver in there.
I don't eat stuffing.
You eat? Okay, let me just get this straight. You got dry white meat at your table.
Yes,
you got some cranberry sauce
that's
on it.
Right.
What else is on the plate?
Macaroni and cheese and broccoli and some rolls.
Oh, my
some
God.
Rolls,
that's
macaroni and cheese and broccoli?
That's it.
No stuffing?
No stuffing. I hate stuffing.
No mashed potatoes?
No, not really. The mac and cheese takes care of that.
What Thanksgiving world do you live in? I don't understand.
Riley's Thanksgiving world.
It's Riley's
world. It is
world.
An eternal Thanksgiving. I don't change my menu for Thanksgiving. I haven't changed my menu for Thanksgiving in 30 years.
So gravy is no easy thing. Either.
Gravy I hate.
Wait, dude. All right, we understand. I know I'm hitting the wall of Riley here, but there's a lot of people out there, believe me, a lot of our listeners are like, hey, you know, I like some moist white turkey and some gravy.
Yeah, I know. Well, let them have their moist white turkey. Let them have their dry white toast. Let them have their stuffing. They can have all of it. I don't do that.
Where did toast fall into that?
That's part of the Blues Brothers.
Oh, no. You just do this other thing. It's like, you go ahead and have your Thanksgiving with your pig's feet and
that's right.
And
your chitterlings.
And, yeah. But, no, my mother calls me up. She's like, you know, when I make gravy, I'm like, oh, no, this is not going to work. And my mother, because she doesn't eat anything, you know, with any fat in it whatsoever, when she makes anything with fat in it, there's no way she has no idea how to judge it. Do you know what I mean? It's like she doesn't know what it's going to taste like. She doesn't put it in her mouth. So she just, like, wing it. And I'm like, you know, just, and she's like, should I just get the envelope with the gravy mix? Yeah, why don't you go ahead and, get the envelope. I feel bad because I set such a precedent down there, you know, with this. And I also have this, my mother in food is just, it's too insane. All right, 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. You know, what's going on with your Thanksgiving? Are you a hunter? What do you think of Riley's? Do you like dry turkey? What is this?
I love dry turkey, man. I don't care if anybody else
likes it. Where you're going for Thanksgiving. Tell me what I should make for dessert, will you? It's 866-303-2270. I'm bringing a dish. I'm thinking about bringing Indian pudding. You ever had it? 14 past the hour, Air America Radio. Noel, how are you? Noel,
good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
What's up?
Oh, I just wanted to make the comment that you're not alone with the unusual Thanksgiving.
Do you like dry turkey?
repast. No, actually, it's my husband. He likes his turkey very plain, little cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
Way he would have macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Unlike you, he does like his mashed potatoes also, and he likes his dressing, but he likes it dry. Put it in the oven, take all the moisture out of it until it's crispy, almost burnt.
Okay.
Wow. See? Well, see, I'm not alone.
You got a friend in Florida, Riley. Thank
all right.
you, Noelle.
Thank you, Noelle.
Very nice to
we
talk to you.
We weren't married once, were we? No, we're just talking about our current husband.
Oh, dude, so Mike in Columbia, this is getting, this is all about Thanksgiving. What's up, Mike? Happy Thanksgiving.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, Columbus. How you guys doing?
All right.
You ever get sick of being asked that 20 times an hour?
What, how you doing?
Yeah.
I don't know. No one asked me 20 times an hour, but...
the state motto of New Jersey. What's wrong with you?
Maybe next time, Mike, when someone asks you, you go, quit asking me that!
Yeah, right?
What's on your mind, buddy?
I wanted to talk to you about my mother and one of her favorite Thanksgiving horror concoctions. and my mother... who is a very interesting study in human behavior.
Yeah.
She used to be a great cook.
Yeah.
But her cooking skills have slowly declined.
Yeah.
But her weight's gone up. It's an amazing thing.
Okay.
So she makes this stuff, and I wonder if anyone else has ever heard of it. Ambrosia salad.
Is that with the whipped cream?
Yes.
It's like a white salad with like canned fruit or something?
No, maybe hers is different. She makes it with lime green Jello,
yeah.
Carrots.
Oh, you know what? I know people who've done this. Yeah,
I like that he hangs on every beat like it's awful. Like lime green Jello, and I'm just hearing his head, Mike, going ugh. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for your call, Mike. I've heard,
yeah. I hate Jello, but yeah, I have heard of it before.
It's
with the
awful.
Carrots and the, yeah.
It's
yeah.
awful.
Yeah, it is.
Carrots and Jello, and it's like the little shredded carrots on top. I know what it's happening. What's going on?
Wow.
Isn't that nice? We got Judy Gold coming up. We've got Jody Schneider.
Yeah, we got Jody Schneider. And let me see. We got something else. Oh, the liberal confessional and
nice.
The phone calls from our audience.
Yes, of course.
When we continue on Air America Radio.
Yay.
Morning's Edition on Air America Radio.